Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today is going to be the bomb. Today we're going to get a remedy so fantastically, orgasmically organic that it's just going to be one of those orgasmically organic things. Boy, it better be good after all that, eh? Anyway, I'm going to start off first with the themes of the day. You know, if bullshit could make us all rich, we'd be all loaded. Especially with the bullshit we've had for the last year and a half. I'm going to let you hear something today that's, I don't know. I know this is a ploy, and I know it's a game. And I know it's a front, and I know there's some bullshit going on. They're cutting Fauci loose. We all know this. He's not going to serve any time. At least I don't think so anyway. I think he's just going to have a vacation on some island somewhere, feeding on his adrenochrome, and life will go on for him. That's what I think. But anyway, without further ado, I'm going to see if this will get to work first before I say anything. Well, here we go. I thought it was going to work. It was working fine. And then the voice here decided not to work. I don't know why. Let's see what's going on. Oh, this is odd. Okay, I'm going to see if I can keep tinkering with this. Here you go.
During this whole pandemic, is the cover-up that's been committed by Fauci and the CDC, especially the CDC, about the effectiveness of immunity that's conferred after a natural infection, after you recover from that. They've completely ignored that. They want everybody to get vaccinated, even those who don't need vaccinated. And the science, if you follow the science on this, the Moderna trial showed there was no benefit of the vaccine to those who recovered from infection. The Pfizer trial showed there was no benefit to those who had recovered from infection from the vaccine. A recent study with 52,000 people at the Cleveland Clinic, 1,300 plus of whom did not receive the vaccine but had prior infection, showed that none of them got reinfected symptomatically. And then if you want to compare the efficacy of immunity from recovering from COVID to that of the vaccine, the biggest study out there is the whole country of Israel. Tel Aviv University, 6 million participants in this study, 6 million data points. And it showed there's virtually no difference. Actually, it showed a little bit, but probably not statistically significant, a little bit better immunity from natural infection. And before you all report this, I'm not saying go out and get the virus instead of getting the vaccine. The vaccine can save lives, it's certain. But there's no need, the science shows this, there's no need to get the vaccine if you've already recovered from COVID. And there's no need to expose yourself to that danger. The CDC knows this. They admitted to me on a recorded phone call that I'd be glad to give you that they knew they were misreporting the results of the Pfizer data.
Number one, you didn't answer whether or not you've been vaccinated.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not vaccinated. And until there's some science, by the way, I have a master's of science degree from MIT. I'm not a virologist, but I can read data. Everybody just needs to read and don't put your head in the sand. Look at the data. I'm not going to get the vaccine until there's data that shows that it will improve upon the immunity that's been conferred to me as a result of a natural infection that I had.
You know, the fact is that the American people were duped in the past year and a half. And while this has obviously been a very serious virus, we all know folks who've been affected by it, sadly, ultimately affected by it and lost their lives. However, from the very beginning, it was known that this virus put at risk those who were seniors, those who were obese, and those who had other health factors. And it was almost no serious risk to other folks outside of that.
You know, it's amazing how they are placating this whole scenario. The trying to, how would you put it, on one hand, telling you to, you know, don't get your own immunity to work. Go get the virus, but go get the vaccine or the injectable. But the injectable really doesn't make a difference. And the people that, again, were really affected by this whole corona, COVID, SARS COVID, variant, I don't know what the hell else you want to call it, bullshit, because that's what it was, pure bullshit, that you would have, and we were told, this is what I don't understand. I never understood the mentality of people here. Even if you got the frickin' thing, 99.678% survival rate, depending on how old you were and if there was a health condition or not. 98.678%. And yet, they were propagating this vaccine. So we know there's an agenda here on propagating something that it was not necessary. Untested, unapproved, and has caused untold death as a result of the misrepresentation of the numbers by the VAER and the CDC, Health Protection Branch of Canada, the health ministries of the European Union. It's been the biggest fucking cover-up ever. Every member of parliament in Canada, every premier in Canada, every city council across this country should be charged for murder, democide, traitorous actions against their own people, and a whole host of other things that should be hung. They should be castrated and hung, period. Goes for the women too. Castrate them as well, you know. And I mean, go above the waist when I mean by castration. Just boom and hang them. I'm not kidding. I mean, it may sound crude, it may sound hard, but you know what? The shit that this country has had to endure, the stress that we've all had to been facing, and now we're still facing stress under the Bill C-10, which I'm also going to try to find and play for you as well. I think we did that the other day. I think it was the other day. Let me see here. Got to make sure I got it right. I think we did. I'm not sure we did or not. No, I'll play it anyway. I've got to find it and play it. But yeah, it's unheard of what we're dealing with today in regard to government being able to pull something like this off. Force people to lose their livelihood, force people to suffer all kinds of stress that was completely unnecessary. The whole media, the media itself should be implicated for murder. CBC, CTV, Toronto networks, Calgary networks, Vancouver networks, Montreal networks, they should be all charged for murder. By guilt by association, because they didn't report the news, they didn't tell us the truth, they were following the money. See, and when we heard one of the head guys of the CNN saying that the more they can sensationalize a news piece, the more money that they can draw to people watching the advertisements. That's what that whole thing was all about. That's what the whole thing was all about. So when we're watching the news, are we watching the news? Or are we watching a gossip channel? Are we watching the Inquirer? Inquiring minds want to know. You know, what are we really watching when we're watching the news? I don't believe half the shit I see on the news anyway, to be quite honest with you. I don't believe in any of the political stripes that are out there. I don't give a shit they're Republican or Democrat. I don't give a shit they're liberal. The NDP is a joke. That is the joke of jokes. One day it will be a majority party because the liberals and the NDP, they will probably merge as one party. Because there's no representation for a nation by the political stripe. They're the same thing. If anybody today thinks that there's a difference between the conservatives and liberals in Canada today, I want to know, I want to have what you're smoking. There's absolutely no effing difference at all. I have yet to see the conservative party, except for the odd conservative, that actually had to become independent in Ontario. We had two or three of them that actually walked, and I wondered where the hell the balls were of these other parliamentarians that didn't get up and walk across the table as well. He just sat there in a little comfortable zone. They must have got paid really well by Bill Gates when he had that meeting with him. But when we're looking at, you know, three members of parliament had the balls and the testicular fortitude to stand up and say, you know what, this is wrong, and they decided to leave the party. Leave the party. Those three guys should be running against Ford and the other two dimwits that they've got there. And they should take the lead. They should be the leaders of the parties, you know. And I'd love to see more of them become more liberals, independents in parliament. We need more independents in parliament, not a majority. Canada. Anytime we have a majority rule, majority party in this country, Canadians get raped. In this case, it was a medical raping that went across this country. A medical frickin' raping. It's just unbearable to see what they have done to Canada. These are the demonics that are ruining the country today. The parliamentarians, all of them. They all should be held accountable for what they've done. They should all lose. Every one of these premiers, especially Ford. Ford made he's worth $60 million bucks, right? His company makes the sanitizers and the labels and the bottles and the arrows for all these stores. His business never shut down. He should lose everything he made during this time to compensate for all the Ontarians that have lost their businesses, their jobs, or their way of life. He should personally pay the general population what he took from them. And every parliamentarian and every city council person and every mayor, again, same thing. They should forfeit the profits that they have made during this time and give it back to the people that in their constituencies that they have caused the duress that they have done. That would be compensation. Total compensation. Now we got this Bill C-10 running around in Canada. They're trying to take away anybody's free speech in this country that would challenge the narrative and the opposition and oppose the so-called government that we had, the joke. We got nothing but jokesters. That's all we have in Canada. We have the laughing stock of the world sitting in Canada. Our scientific community is a joke. Anybody today seriously can still think that they can put their faith in doctors today after this fiasco that has just occurred. And I guarantee you within 6 months to a year, most people will have forgotten this whole thing. They'll still be walking around with a diaper on their face. They'll still be sticking their hands in methanol. They'll still be breathing in graphene and nanoparticles and acrylamides and cyanides and formaldehydes and ethylene and God knows what. They'll still be getting it either stuck up in their brain or up in their ass with the swabbing. I mean, they'll still keep doing it. These people today, I got to be the dumbest frickin' people on the planet. Bar none. Bar none. Canadians have taken the lead role when it comes to being the most stupidest people there is. To actually believe in a system that we have today, as corrupt and as contentious as it is. I had a woman come into my store today, a young woman, 20-year-old woman. So I asked her, have you been vaccinated? She said no, then she said yes. She says, well, we're going to do it Saturday. So I said, are you vaccinated or aren't you? She says, no, we're doing it Saturday. I said, okay, so you can come in today. So then I asked her, I'm not kidding you, what I'm about to say is a true story. I asked her, do you know what's in the vaccines? Do you know what they can do to you? Do you know the side effects? She said no. So when I explained to her all the things going on, the possible damages that could cause, ovarian damage and cervical damage and uterine damage and miscarriages and hyperbleeding and other side effects, from the genetics and the rust and everything else in this vaccine. She told me the reason why she was getting the vaccine. Now brace yourself. The reason why she was getting the vaccine, because in her workplace, 70% of the workplace got the vaccine. She wasn't getting it because she was afraid of the boogeyman. She was more afraid of peer pressure. I can't get over this. I said, you're willing to risk your life for a job? And you're willing to risk it because everybody else is just jumping off the cliff, so you're going to jump with them? This is absurd. Totally absurd. The concept of an individuality in this country is almost non-existent. 70% of the workforce in her, she could just say, no, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not going to get vaccinated. Why would I put something that's not been tested and approved, and the tests that they've done has caused major death to the test subjects of the animals. So, like I said, when we're looking at some of the, I mean, it's just uncanny. But I gotta tell you, when I read something today. I got this, a buddy of mine sent this to me, and he told me to start reading from page 153, so I went up a little higher. And I want to read this. This is from the Committee of 300. And I want you to pay attention. I was trying to find a way to upload this online so that everybody could access it and get a link and pull it up. But I couldn't find any places to do it. The one place I was using, the page isn't working anymore. I think they disabled it. Well, let me read this, and again, it's called The Conspirator's Hierarchy, Committee of 300, 1991, John Coleman. Let me read this. Like George Orwell's 1984, Wells' account is a mass appeal for a one-world government, summarized the intent and purpose of the Committee of 300 to bring to pass the following conditions. Now, let me read this. A one-world government and one unit monetary system under permanent non-elected hereditary oligarchists who self-select from among their numbers in the form of a feudal system. You're going to be a slave. The difference this time is you're going to know it. You're not going to say, well, I'm a computer programmer. I'm a real estate agent. I'm a doctor. I'm a lawyer. No, you're a slave. This is what this is telling you. You're going back to a feudal system. In this one-world entity, population will be limited by restrictions on the number of children per family, Planned Parenthood. Diseases, wars, famines, until 1 billion people who are useful to the ruling class in areas which will be strictly and clearly defined remain as the total population. 1 billion. Imagine that. And you have to be useful for them or they won't keep you. There will be no middle class. Let me repeat this. There will be no middle class, only rulers and servants. All laws will be uniform under a legal system of world courts, practicing the same unified code of laws backed up by a one world government police force and a one-world unified military to enforce laws in all former countries where no national boundaries shall exist. In other words, the police will be able to go anywhere they want. And because everybody will be on the same system, you can be in Timbuktu and still be brought in for whatever crime you've committed, if you've committed one, or a fabricated crime that they said you committed. The system will be on the basis of a welfare state. Those who are obedient and subservient to the one world government will be rewarded with the means to live. Those who are rebellious will simply be starved to death or be declared outlaws, thus a target for anyone who wishes to kill them. Imagine that. Wow, you got your gun? Did you surrender it? Did you surrender your gun? Ooh, may not have been a good idea. You have any guns that are illegal? Ooh, you may not want to tell anybody. May come in handy. Never know. You know how to make explosives. If not, might be a good thing to learn. You might be hunted. You never know. Privately owned firearms or weapons of any kind will be prohibited. Whoa. Need to know. They don't need to know. You don't have to tell them. Only one religion will be allowed, and that will be in the form of a one-world government church, which has been in existence since 1920, as we shall see. Satanism, Luciferianism, and witchcraft shall be recognized as the legitimate one-world government curricula, with no private or church schools. All Christian churches have already been subverted, and Christianity will be the thing of the past in the one-world government. You know, that is sad to say is true. That is sad to say is true. To think that the Christian church today has more Masonic, Zionistic, Jesuit influences than anything else. These TV evangelicals, they're a joke. They are an effing joke. All of them. All they know how to do is seduce and rape. That's all they know how to do. First, they seduce you into believing whatever bullshit they're propagating. Second, they rape you by taking away your money. Give it to God. God will bless you. Oh, give God your money. Give. If you give this, God will bless you 100 times. God will bless you 1,000 times. Oh, God will just bless you. You'll have all kinds of blessings in your life. Oh, the blessings will just be pouring out of heaven. That bullshit. Those things are true. God does bless. But it doesn't have to be. But you can't buy God. And God's not a genie. Oh, God, do I get 3 wishes if I rub the lamp? Ooh, yay, God, ooh, ah, 3 wishes, ooh. But they're bullshit, and they're Masonic, Jesuit, Zionistic teachings that they have watered down into the church. I mean, this is why I tell everybody, you know, at the end of my shows, read the scripture for yourself. Read the Bible for yourself. Don't let anybody teach you anything until you first read it. See, if you go in someplace, this is what happened to me. I didn't believe in God at one time. I'll be the first to tell anybody. I didn't believe in God. I thought God was a joke. Every time I heard these guys on the radio or on the TV talking about God, they're always begging for money. I kept thinking God must be a broke God because these people are always begging people for money. That's my thinking was back then. And I didn't think God was real because every time I looked around, I grew up in the ghetto. So everything I looked around me looked like shit in the war zone. So I thought, geez, man, this is God? What a mess. that's how I thought. So when God found me, because I wasn't looking for God, when God found me, directed me to Christ, that was a life-changing event for me. Now, I had to learn the Bible, because I never read the Bible. You know, I grew up, I'll be honest with you, I grew up going along with things because this is what I was told to do. But I didn't really know, I never read the Bible. I read some things from it, but I didn't really read it. So as a result, I got indoctrinated into not one, but 2 cults. And the scriptural teachings I got was designed to keep me in a state of indoctrination so that I would not leave the cult that I was in, the two cults I was in. So, and they, later on, I recognized, later on, I realized these were MKUltra cults. They did a number with me, teaching me how to basically subvert everybody's beliefs, faith. It didn't matter what group they were pretty well, everybody was easy enough to take down, it, because nobody really knew enough about anything. And it depended at, what level the people were at in their understanding. Now, if they were really firm, you didn't have to worry about them. There were enough people that were saying that they were whatever they were, that you could bring them down. It didn't take much. The and the second one was another thing about spiritualism that and again, they will do a head job on you. Because the reason why they got away with it with me, A, I didn't know any better. B, I didn't know any better. So as a result, I followed the doctrinal nonsense that they taught me, because I never read the Bible for myself. This is why I tell everybody, read it for yourself. Get a copy. Read the Gospels. Read the letters. Read Revelations. Read it for yourself. So some jackass comes along and tries to screw you over. And there are a lot of people that are pretentious and basically dramatic, that they will give you the impression that they're really spiritual, but in reality, they're nothing but bullshit, all of them. So when you read the Bible and you understand what you're reading, and you and God opens your eyes to the truth, devil will come along to try to pull that away from you. That's what Jesus talked about, the sower and the seed. You know, how sower sowed some seeds, and as he sowed some seeds, seeds fell along the path, and birds came and ate them. That's what happens when you first start off and you start learning, you get all excited, but then the devil comes along and pulls you away. So, I mean, and he goes into this thing with the whole thing. The second bunch of seeds fell on rocky soil, where they immediately grew up. And when the sun came, they couldn't take the heat and they died. Well, that's what happens with people when they become believers, and they go through some kind of challenge. If they don't find themselves strong or weak, they wither and die. They lose faith or they get doubtful. Third fell among thorns, and they grew with the thorns. And as was the result of that was the thorns choked them out. Basically, got caught up in all the cares of life and the world, and they kind of, you know, got lost track of who God was. And some fell on good soil, which they produced 30, 60, and 100 fold, or whatever, like, you know, he has eyes to see, let him see. So when you read these things and you understand what Jesus was saying, and when some bullshitter comes along, try to take you away from him, you'll be able to stand up and say, "No way, Jose, you know, Chuck, you Farley. There's a door. Don't hit your ass on the way out." That kind of thing. So I said, read it. Because today, and I personally, I don't refer to myself as a Christian. I refer to myself as a believer today. Because the term Christian is usually associated with either some kind of demonic something or another, or these TV evangelicals. And I'm not really interested in either one. So, but anyway, that's where I stand with myself. But as far as you and anybody else, read it, because this is what they're telling. Look what they're telling you. The one world religions are going to be Satanism, Luciferianism, and witchcraft. As I said a couple of shows ago, the devil's turning this planet to reflect his image and his likeness. Everything on this planet that's going to be here is going to reflect his image and his likeness. That's what he's doing. This is what's changing. This is what's going on right now. This is why our laws are being subverted the way they are. Any of the laws that we have that were biblically based in Canada, United States, they are just walking all over it. You know, they're just stomping that to death. You know. Let me keep on reading. To induce a state where there is no individual freedom or concept of liberty surviving, there should be no such thing as republicanism, sovereignty, or rights residing with the people. National pride and racial identity shall be stamped out, and in the transition phase, it shall be subject to the severest penalties to even mention one's racial origin. Wow, they don't really... This is, I think, what happened. We don't really know, any of us really know where we came from. Or what we're really all about. All of a sudden, we just popped into this planet, and boom, here we are. And since then, it's been nothing but one program after another after another. Each person shall be fully indoctrinated that he or she is a creature of the one world government, with an identification number clearly marked in their person so as to be readily accessible, when which identifying number shall be in the master file of the NATO computer in Brussels, Belgium. That's the Beast. It's called the Beast. It's an eight-story building that holds one of the largest computer networks in the world. Subject to instant retrieval by any agency of the one world government at any time, the master files of CIA, FBI, state and local police agencies, IRS, FEMA, Social Security shall be vastly expanded and form the basis of personal records to all individuals in the United States. Same shit will happen in Canada. And, well, you know, the same thing. They have Social Security, we have the SIN, Social Insurance. Same thing. It won't be any different because there'll be no border, according to this. No. There won't be a Canada. The way it's going pretty quick now. But there isn't going to be a Canada. There isn't going to be a United States of America either. It ain't going to be in America. It might be called North Am. Who knows? There's not going to be a Mexico. There's not going to be any France. No United Kingdom. No Germania. No Lithuania. No Yugoslavia. No Spain. No Portugal. No Italy. No Poland, no Bulgaria, no Yugoslavia, no Czechoslovakia, no Slovenia, no Macedonia, no Bulgaria, no Ukraine, no Russia. One big, one world bullshit. Marriage shall be outlawed. Well, there's one positive thing. So, what are you talking about? That marriage certificate is a death certificate. That's what's causing all the divorces, because people don't realize, and here I'm not kidding, people don't realize when you get married, you're not marrying each other. You're forming a contract with each other and with the government. That's what a marriage certificate is. It's a contract that you and your partner and the government are now a corporation. That's what it really means. That's why I see people are so miserable when they get married, after they get married. Before they get married, they're all happy. They're together all the time. And they're making love to each other all the time. They got a family. They're doing this. They're doing that. But once they get that marriage certificate, you know, divorce. And this has happened. I've seen this with my own eyes. Within 2 years, they're done. Sometimes not even 6 months. There have been couples I've known have been living together for 20 years, and they got the marriage, and boom, it was over. So this. Because marriage today is not a marriage, it's a contract. And it's a, like I said, you're under corporate law. You can look this up yourself. You know, I found that out when I went through, going through my divorce years and years ago. The lawyer told me, it's not about you being lovey-dovey. This is corporate law. So, you know, this is why, you know, you may be better off not getting involved in the government in this regard. But anyway, I'm carrying on. Marriage shall be outlawed, and there should be no family life as we know it. Children will be removed from their parents at an early age and brought up by the wards and state property. Oh boy, can you imagine that? The adrenochrome will be flowing then, won't it? Such an experiment was carried out in East Germany under Erich Honecker, when children were taken away from parents considered by the state to be disloyal citizens. Isn't that what we got here in Canada? Children's Aid Society? Oh, you're not fit. We gotta protect the children. Oh. Tell you what happens in Windsor, Ontario, because I've had two women, three, that worked in the system. One worked in the system, two had their kids taken away from them for no reason. They were girls. They were all girls. They took the daughters, they gave them drugs to increase the estrogen content so they could start developing, you know, breasts and the butt and everything else. Gave them all kinds of makeup and food, allowed them to, you know, they were being primed to be sold. That's Canada. Oh, Canada. That's in Ontario. You know. And the women had to get their kids. One had to contact the consulate in Portugal to get her child out. The other one just went and got her kids and went back home, you know, down in the Caribbean. So, like I said, when we're looking at what things appear to be in our system, they ain't what they look like. Let me go on. If a woman falls pregnant after she has previously given birth to two children, she shall be forcibly removed to an abortion clinic for such an abortion and sterilization to be carried out. This sounds like this is going to be a lot of fun to be living in at this time. Wait, this gets better. This gets better. Oh, man. See, now a woman can't have more than two kids. If she does, they're going to take her out. They're going to take her out. They're going to wipe out her reproductive system. But pornography shall be promoted and be compulsory, showing in every theater or cinema, including homosexual and lesbian pornography. The use of recreational drugs shall be compulsory, with each person allotted drug quotas, which can be purchased at one world government stores throughout the world. Mind control. This reminds me of a show, a movie. Now, what the hell is it called? Oh, I can't think of it now. They took this drug and they jabbed it in their neck. Oh, crap. This is going to drive me nuts now. But anyway, this sounds like the same thing. Mind control drugs shall be expanded. Usage become compulsory. Such mind control drugs should be given in food and or water supplies without the knowledge or consent of the people. Drug bars shall be set up, run by the one world government. Employees where the slave class shall be able to spend their free time. In this manner, the non-elite masses will be reduced to the level of behavior of controlled animals with no will of their own and easily regimented and controlled. We are there today. We are there today. This exercise that they just promoted for the last year and a half has primed the general population globally to be that situation already. They have lost the capacity to think. Every day I wake up and vexed, knowing that I have to deal with stupidity on the nth degree here. Give me 1 second here. Sorry about that. I had a phone ring. Anyway, let me carry on here. This is incredible what they're... This is what they want people to become. And as I said, you know, the experimentation has been successful. Successful. The economic system shall be based on the ruling oligarchical class, allowing us just enough food and service to be produced to keep the mass slave labor camps going. All wealth shall be aggregated in the hands of the elite members of the Committee of 300. Each individual shall be indoctrinated to understand that he or she is totally dependent on the state for survival. The world shall be ruled by a Committee of 300 executive decrees, which become instant law. Boris Yeltsin is using Committee of 300 decrees to impose the Committee's will on Russia as a trial run. Courts of punishment and not courts of justice shall exist. Man, this is going to be a fun time to live in. I got to tell you, this has got me so excited. Ooh, I'm excited. Industry is to be totally destroyed along the nuclear-powered and energy systems. Only the Committee of 300 members and their leaders shall have the right to any of the Earth's resources. Agriculture shall be solely in the hands of the Committee of 300, with food production strictly controlled. All these measures begin to take effect. Large populations in the city shall be forcibly removed to remote areas, and those who refuse to go shall be exterminated. In the matter of the One World Government experiment carried out by Pol Pot in Cambodia. Imagine that. This is the Hunger Games. You're going to be moved to a district away from the elite, or away from the Committee of 300. You're going to be out in the district. You're going to do what they want you to do. Or you're going to starve. Or die. Or worse. Who knows? And if you don't want to go, you don't want to leave your land, they'll just kill you. Then use you for adrenochrome or whatever they're going to use. Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. Wow. No city shall be larger than a predetermined number as described in the work of Calgary. Essential workers shall be moved to other cities. If the one they are in becomes overpopulated, other non-essential workers shall be chosen at random and sent to the underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by 2050. They have moved up the time frame. By 2029, this will be probably enacted, and by 2030 or thereabouts, shortly thereafter, there will probably be some war. We're following the 1920s all over again. At least 4 billion useless leaders shall be eliminated by year 2050 by means of limited wars. Limited wars. Organized epidemics. Organized epidemics. Wow. Wasn't this what this was? An organized epidemic where nothing happened except they were able to program over 70, possibly 80% of the general population to be dumber than dumb? Wow. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistent levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States shall be decimated more rapidly than other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million would consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. Wow! Imagine that! I think I'm going to go buy me a couple of Chinese slaves, put them to work, give them a bowl of rice and some tea, and they'll do whatever I tell them. Hey, this is good information. I never owned a slave. Never really ever thought of having one. But hey, after reading this, this has now induced me to have this idea of having a Chinese or Japanese slave. Everybody should have two. What the hell? They're going to have them. I think I'm going to go get me a Japanese slave and a Chinese slave. See who works better. Imagine this. This is mental deprivation or depravity. This is incredible, what I'm reading here. This is incredible. I can just hear my friends now from Trinidad down in the Bahamas. And say, you want a slave? Are you kidding? Well, they're saying they're going to get Chinese and Japanese ones. I think we should all have one. What the heck? They can have one. Yeah, I mean, see, this is the stupidity here. Everybody has fought for the last 200 years to try to free slaves in North America. Unfortunately, it hasn't been too successful because Lincoln did not free the slaves. Everyone thinks Lincoln freed the slaves. No, he didn't free the slaves. He incorporated those who weren't slaves into slavery. So before, we had all these people from Africa that were brought over against their will and made into slaves. And those who are from Europe who weren't called slaves, after Lincoln got in office, they too now were slaves. And we've all been slaves. This is the thing. They've had slaves fighting against each other when if the slaves had had half a brain cell, which they didn't, would have turned on these masters and overthrew them. But that didn't happen. And this, as a result of that, is where we're going. They're going to wipe out 4 billion, leave 1 billion, and half of that is going to be Asian. Imagine that. Talking about creating a great divide. From time to time, there should be artificially contrived food and water shortages and medical care to remind the masses that their very existence depends on the goodwill of the Committee of 300. Orwell, 1984. After the destruction of the housing, auto, steel, and heavy goods industry, that's Canada, there should be limited housing in the industries of any kind allowed to remain should be under the direction of NATO's Club of Rome, as shall all scientific and spatial exploration development limited to the elite under the control of the Committee of 300. Space weapons and of all former nations shall be destroyed along with nuclear weapons. All essential and non-essential pharmaceutical products, doctors, dentists, and healthcare workers shall be registered in the central computer data bank, and no medicine or medical care shall be prescribed without express permission of regional controllers responsible for each city, town, and village. Have you had enough? Have you had enough? All that has gone on in the last year and a half was to initiate and further perpetuate this program. That's the only reason why this is going on. And the people out there that are complying and complying and complying do not realize that they're putting their head in the guillotine. And if you break it right down, and you're going to have 500 million non-Asians. And that includes Africans. That includes the Hispanic culture. And that includes those of the European ancestry, okay, which most of us are here in North America. All North America is an extension of Europe, you know. And when you look at the divergence of the population here, we all came from somewhere else, you know. Let me read this one more thing. No central bank, save the Bank of the International Settlement of the World Bank, shall be allowed to operate. Private banks will be outlawed. Remuneration for work performed shall be under uniform, predetermined scale throughout the one world government. There should be no wage disputes allowed, nor any diversions from the standard uniform scales of pay laid down by the one world government. Those who break the law will instantly be executed. They're not going to want a revolution here. These guys want to hold on to their power, and that means everything. There shall be no cash or coinage in the hands of the non-elite. You better start saving your coins. Okay. All transactions shall be carried out by means of a debit card, which shall bear the identification number of the holder. Any person who in any way infringes the rules and regulations of the Committee of 300 shall have the use of his card suspended in varying times, according to the nature and severity of the infringement. Such persons will find when they go to make purchases that their card is blacklisted and they should not obtain service of any kind. Attempts to trade old coins, that is to say silver coins of previous and now defunct nations, shall be treated as capital crime subject to the death penalty. All such coins shall be required to be surrendered within a given time, along with guns, rifles, explosives, and automobiles. They are going to have a revolution with those of us who are still awake and will not surrender. If you're in a major hub, no matter where you live, Windsor, London, Sarnia, Port Stanley, Kitchener, Waterloo, Woodstock, Milton, Mississauga, Oshawa, Newmarket, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, Miami, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, Tucson, Denver. These are not places you're going to want to be, because that's where they're going to have a harder control. And if you can get away and stay away and never look back in this shit, this will be the great divide. This is where everybody will say, you know what, we have had enough. Chuck U. Farley, we have left the building and go. They will come after you. This I guarantee you. They will come after you with the technology, with drones, and with whatever space satellite technology they've got to hunt you down. So, you're either living in a cave, you're living underground, or you're living in a situation where no heat signature is going to emit. You're going to have to understand that, and you're going to have to understand that these drones that they've got patrolling the borders now are armed for bear. Missiles, bullets, lasers, you name it, they have it. So, I'm reading this to give you a clear perspective. No illusions, no bullshit, no games, okay? This is about what they're going to do. Okay, this is about what the intent is. This is what the plan is that's coming. This is what they want to bring in. Here we are. You know, let me see where we're at here. Oh, look at that. I saved the best for last. All right, I told you at the beginning of the show, you are going to get a remedy of remedies. A remedy so profound, it's going to make you orgasmically, organically, orgasmic, organic. I mean, it is so, woof. Now, we all know about the jumping, or the contact vaccinosis, or shedding, or whatever way you want to define it. Well, I have friends. I have a lot of friends, and a lot of us think in similar perspectives. So I started something with the Surge and Purge and showing people how to create their own capacitors and how to create their own whatever and to be able to build their own devices in order to free themselves from the jumping, I call jumping with this technology. A couple of buddies of mine contacted me, and one buddy contacted me from Europe, another one, and he had a new fellow in Canada, and he took a tennis racket, those rackets that produce electricity, and he turned it into a Surge and Purge to remove the scourge. Okay, I got it on BitChute. I got the link here with Yanni, also doing it on the YouTube channel. So it's in the links. It's called locate on the BitChute the Surge and Purge to remove the scourge. Share it globally. This one, seriously, share it. Share it, share it, share it. The lives we save may be our friends and our families. The lives we save may be our own, because the more people that now will defend against the jumping, first and foremost, will save me a headache from having to read 500 emails and, you know, what, and explaining all this stuff. But this will help a lot of people. And in there, there's a step-by-step how to build this. How to build this. So, anyway, it's there. When I saw it, when Yanni called me up to let me know that there was a development here on this, I said, so he let me see it, and I thought, wow, this was great. Fantastic idea. And I thought, well, I was waiting for it. This is why I was late getting the show done, because I was waiting for it to upload, and finally upload, and I'm saying, yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, I get all, when I get, you know, when people contact me, and, you know, we're all just of a mindset to get certain things done. You know, it's good when we bounce the ideas around. You know, I promote an idea, and I didn't think of this, so this kind of pisses me off, because I should have thought of something like this, but I didn't. Somebody else did. But the idea was, I engaged with an idea, I put it out there, somebody took the idea, modified it, made it a little bit better, or a lot better, and made it now more doable and practical for all of everybody to be able to do this and build this for yourself. So this is why I like what I call, this is really open sharing or freeware or shareware. This is real shareware. So here's another venue to help you protect yourself, keep you healthy, keep you from being infected by stupidity. We've all heard about the magnets sticking on people, right? We've all heard this. Now it's sticking on your food. As an experiment. The next time you go grocery shopping, take a magnet with you, and when you go buy your chicken or your duck or your goose or your pork or your meat or your lamb, stick the magnet onto the meat, see if it sticks. Saw a lady today, she had bought these chicken legs and breasts for her pets, and when she went to stick, she stuck magnet, they stuck all over the meat. She hadn't even opened the package. And then when she opened the package, she dried out the chicken breast. Not dried out, but it's like she wiped out the moisture and everything off it, put a magnet, and the magnet stuck. You know what that's saying? Do you have any idea what that's implying? That's implying very strong that the people that are handling our food supply today are shedding this shit in the food supply. They can wear all the freaking hand condoms they want. They're breathing it even through the mask. Any contact from a person from through their pores or sweat can cause us to jump. So if the food supply is now being handled by people who have taken the jab, they can now spread this to the food supply. Or they are now injecting our cattle, our chickens, our ducks, our geese, our pig products, our sheep products with these injectables. They are determined to make your life a living hell on this planet. The only way this is ever going to stop from ever even starting is if the Committee of 300 has a revolution. Only way it'll stop. Well, right now, to be honest with you, I don't see a revolution happening anytime soon. Anytime soon. And by the time Americans and Canadians and Europeans figure this out, the numbers will be cut down too drastically to make a difference, for you to make a difference. And at that point in time, if a revolution is going to be started, you're going to have to talk to the Chinese and Japanese and have to convince them to overthrow their suppressors, which may be damn near impossible to do. It's like I told you before, as you tell somebody today, you don't have to wear a mask. Oop, something happened here. The movie started. Anyway, if you tell people today you don't have to wear a mask, they'll still wear it. They'll still go into a store. They'll still put that methanol shit all over themselves. It's astounding. So like I said, if we cannot today get a revolution going, by that time it'll be too late. It'll be way too late. And mankind now will suffer for whatever time they're going to suffer in order to be able to wake up again, if ever. I think this is the last hurrah. I think this is my personal opinion here, my speculation, based on what I read in the Bible and some other texts, that in my humblest opinion, this is man's last hurrah to whatever is going to come through is going to come through, and whatever doesn't is going to be discarded. That's my thinking. And when you have people this convinced that something exists when it doesn't, I don't know how any truth can be found in any of them. I can't see it. Just can't see it. I mean, I personally can't see how that is even possible. They don't have any truth within them, you know. I don't know what else to say. I feel sorry for them, actually. You know when the face mask, you know how they did the studies afterwards showing that they had all these different strains of bacteria and mold and all this shit growing in the mask with the kids that were wearing them? Did you ever think that they did that on purpose so that they could develop a biowarfare agent with the samples that they were getting from these masks? Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think that they were harvesting the materials needed for a new biowarfare? Did you ever think about that? I thought about that today when I was reading all the different diseases and things that were in these masks that these things were causing, you know, to the children. I don't know, what they're doing is they're collecting data. They're collecting samples to produce a new bioagent for warfare. That's what that was all about. That's what it was all about. Now, a lot of you are contacting me lately with nano. And a lot of you have ideas. You don't have any real facts. You know, when somebody says to me, is there anything that can be done? You know, if somebody gets the jab, it's to grab your ankles and kiss your ass goodbye because you're done. There's nothing to be done. Someone says, well, I can't give up on them. I says, well, they've taken the jab and they never read what was really in these things. They're not coming out. They're not coming back. They're done. They are done. You know, unless God opens up a window or a revelation of some kind, I don't see how, based on my understanding of the nano and the genetics, once it's in the genetic code and the DNA, it's over. Pretty much. So anyway, there's a link here, nanopoisoning and how it's accessible. Everyone's got these ideas. Let me point out one more time, again, if anybody's listening in the show. We are dealing with an operating system, not just a simple pathology, not a simple biology or microbiology. We're not dealing with just a virus. We're not dealing with just a mold, an algae, a bacterium, a fungi, a yeast. We're not dealing with those anymore. We're dealing an integrated operating system that's involved. It's integrated with these components. Any direct assault on this technology will create a morphology. In other words, this thing will adapt. It's an adaptive program. You hit it once or twice, you're knocking on its ass. It gets up the third time, you're not going to hurt it. It's an adaptive program. Anybody who doesn't understand that has no business talking nano or anything else, to be honest with you. Because that is how these things work. Self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate. That is an introduction of semi-sentience or an operating system that's functioning. And when it attaches itself to a blood cell or a tissue or an organ or even the skeletal system, it integrates with the DNA and starts a alteration in the body. Any material that you take inside your system that can be conductive will be used by this technology. Zeolite will be converted into whatever these things converted into. So when we're looking at what we're dealing with today, in order to remove, subvert, or to alleviate, you must first disengage the operating system. If you don't disengage the operating system, then basically all you're going to be doing is creating a monster. Okay, that's what you're going to be doing. Because it will adapt. That's what it does. It adapts. Alrighty, I went over the limit. Okay, so I'm going to call it a day there. Look at the link tonight. There's a lot of good information there. Share it with everybody, especially the last two links. Everybody needs to make these things. Everybody needs to protect themselves. If the Elite 300 want everybody dead and under their control, the least you can do is make it a little bit more difficult for them. You know, don't just lay there and die. Alrighty, as I say at the end of the shows, I'm always encouraging and advocating you for everybody to go read the Gospels. Go read what Jesus had to say. Don't let any Jesuit, Mason, or Zionist teach you bad doctrine, bad dogma. Read the words for yourself. Embrace those words. They may be the thing that saves you. You never know. Read the letters, you know, the letters to the apostles and all the places that the apostles had been. Read the revelations. Read. Okay? Like I said, the life you save may be your own. I also have on my site people who are active, proactive, and creative, and are trying to help everybody find a solution. Brian 396. You got Shai in Israel. You got Ty in the West Coast. You got Yanni in Europe. You got me in central part of Canada, United States. You got Catherine. She's also here where I'm at in the same area. You got Fiona. She is out west. You got Liberty. They're out west, out western Canada. You know, you got people all over. You got Deanna Spingola. She's down in Chicago. You know, you got Sherry Three Hearts Church. She's down in Texas. So anyway, help any of these people out you can. Share with them any funds you can. If you don't have any, don't worry about it. Share the data. Especially tonight's show. Alrighty. And on that note, I'll let you go. And remember this, as I always say, by the grace of God, we are still here. Remember that. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.